This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast.
Clipping already.
And Nemo.
It's always
is
the first
it true?
Thing.
Is it bull? You decide.
This is going to be a good one. Good. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Welcome to episode 333 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by all of our friends, J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, Lock Hill Feed, Pet and Lawn Supply, Redline Guns.
Wow.
Who else? Tactical Finish, Desert Door, Jennifer Hickman Agency.
Megan.
Hail Recon.
All right.
Might be getting on board. We are waiting on a few folks.
Good.
So many folks, the fine folks over at Baby Huey's, Richard Hughes.
Yeah.
Our shooting location. Oh my God! Always happy to be here on episode 332.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to fix and produce this because of the clipping that just happened. Tape recorder,
dude. I am not a Los Angeles clipper, but as always, we are glad to be here in the fabulous upstairs venue known as the Nemo Graphics Nemosa Studios.
All right, thank you.
You sponsor your own studio. How do you manage to do that?
Hey, none taken.
Where is all that? Where's all that extra money coming from?
Right here in my white suit.
Wow, dude. You know what was really cool? It was going to sleep last night and wearing a freaking hoodie.
And a red cap?
A red cap. Oh.
Whoops. Too go soon. Ahead.
Well, you know, as you know, today is Wednesday, November, what was it, the 5th now or the 6th?
It's the 6th, yes.
Today
it's
the 6th.
It's Annie's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Annie.
Flam, 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 walla, walla, bing, bang, chicky, chicky, chicky.
Happy birthday to you.
Haka, 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 hoop, lop, do, mock, seeky.
So anyways. I'm sure she's very proud.
Yeah. Usually we don't mention her until minute 17.
Or until we don't get any money from her.
Or until I fart too much.
Okay. let's do this.
Didn't we do this?
We had a watch party.
Wow. Yeah.
And
I don't even own a watch.
For the people who are watching right now, thank you for showing up.
Sorry, that was me.
You have been on for an hour now. Thanks.
If only I had had my earbuds on, I wouldn't have hit that with.
Don't worry about it.
You know what?
Yes, we recorded everything you just said.
That's great. That's great. The last time I was on a video, I don't want to talk about it. Mistakes were made, promises were broken, and the internet.
Well, they did take off the ankle monitor.
Wow, you know that's
okay.
True.
So we had a watch party tape recorder.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have a watch,
and it was a good thing. And the only reason I'm saying it's a good thing is because woke up this morning,
no
stock
riots.
Markets are soaring.
No riots.
Yes, and there's a lot of bad blood on the blue side.
No riots,
but.
There's
they're gonna realize that when they have to get to City Hall in their own car with their own gas, they're gonna realize the gas is not gonna be that much anymore.
Wow. And, I usually walk to City Hall.
The trade tariffs, and we're gonna be a fully self-sufficient country once more.
The Great Terrorist?
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
Tariff. Tariff. We went
wasn't
to school
she
with her.
One of the gymnasts back in 96?
Yes, we went to school with her.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, tape recorder, if you can see the camera.
I can't see the camera.
I am producing. I am executive producer.
Wow.
I am key grip and gaffer.
What the hell are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, back to what we were talking about, the Cowboys.
No.
They suck. Okay. Yeah, they're all in. They're all in trouble.
In trouble.
They're all...
their jobs.
They're all in the dumpster.
One thing that is going to be cool is now at least we know that... the Carolina Panthers are going to win another game this year.
Wow.
They actually won.
Yeah, because they traded their best receiver to the Cowboys.
Yep.
And they won by omission.
And now the Panthers have...
They're in the hunt.
They have a better record than the Cowboys.
Doesn't everybody? Doesn't freaking everybody? At least I don't have to worry about waiting until January to have my heart broken by the Cowboys. It happened like mid-August.
Okay, so
when they didn't make any moves to get better on the offensive line.
So you're not going to get that phone call in the middle of the night from Dak saying, hey, guy, I don't know what I want anymore.
It's not going to happen this year.
All I know is that I've got $11 trillion in my bank account.
That's why his hip went out, his hamstring, because of sitting on that wallet on one side of his leg.
Yeah.
It loosened up his hamstring, and then it loosened his bowels.
His hip goes out more than I do.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So anyway, speaking of going out, we should go out.
Yeah, we'll see you at Domont the Eels tonight on 1604.
Will we?
They have so graciously offered
to
open up their entire backyard.
See? Now people understand how you can sit there and look normal while you're lying right out of your ass.
They're opening up their back door.
Wow.
So we can
that might be true.
Dede Boskus is going to be out there doing her karaoke.
Okay.
So we're going to be out there celebrating Annie's birthday.
I need a
Y'all
shave.
Want to show up if you can hear this before and not tomorrow?
Wow.
We'll show you. Just show up, okay?
So there's something about podcasts and things when you mention the day and you mention things and times when you can't go back and re-listen to it. And I forget what it's called. It's called bad podcasting or something.
No, it's called going back.
Oh, okay. So
rewind.
You don't have to go way back to take back, to get back the, I don't know.
Tape recorder.
Right.
Today is a good day. Today is the people have spoken.
Wow. Have they? Did they call it already?
No, I just want to say that.
Oh, that, you know what was cool? I went to sleep like around 11:30.
Yeah.
I didn't go to sleep. I actually just fell asleep from all the coverage. That dude, the guy on CNN or MSNBC, I forget his name, but he was sitting there at the teleprompter all day.
Richard O'Bonner.
He had a voner.
He had a what?
He had a voner.
A voner.
It's kind of what you call as a voting boner. Because that dude was sitting there pointing and pushing all the buttons.
That looked so strung out.
He was there. And then I fell asleep. I woke up at 1 o'clock.
And he's still up.
And he was still there.
Doing the same
stuff. And then 8 o'clock this morning when I woke up again, the dude is still sitting there at the telestrator with his little voner.
Just voner.
Telling everybody.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you tape recorder, you heard it first. Voner.
Voner, yeah.
That's by just... It's, being in the moment too much in politics.
Yeah, sometimes you get yourself a voting boner. And so to all the people who voted, thank you. To all those who didn't vote, whatever your reasons were, if you didn't believe in anybody, then, you know, if you don't believe in anybody, then I wouldn't vote either. So,
and don't complain.
Yeah, I complained a lot. I'm going to complain anyway because, you know, I don't have a dog in the fight. I have never met a politician who cared about me. Any further than my vote?
Wait. They said they cared about you.
Yeah. Oh, they all say they care about you. I've had girlfriends who said that too.
From here on out, we will not talk politics. We are talking football.
Yes. So, dun 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 dun. Da 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 da. Okay. So the Cowboys have been doing this. Since
cutting the cheese?
No, running with freaking scissors.
Oh, okay.
No, they've been sucking out loud. Also, like one of my never mind. Okay.
How about your fantasy team?
Oh, it's really, really, it's like my girlfriend. They does not exist.
Okay, yeah. I haven't looked in about 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I try not to look. The one time I did look was when Dad asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I told him I wanted a watch.
Okay.
So he let me.
Whoa, but
okay, so anyway, yeah, so my fantasy football team sucks. They lost again this week. They came from ahead, grabbed defeat from the jaws of victory, and did their best Dallas Cowboys. No?
Flambeau?
Yeah, they did that. So anyway, so they did their best impression of the Cowboys and folded like a chair.
Okay, like a Labor Day dove.
Wow. Oh,
all right.
Folding.
Oh, thank you, Middleton, for that one.
That's horrible. That is horrible. I can't believe the FCC let you say that. You down with FCC? Anyway, so
for all the people who are still listening, Stick around. It
both
gets worse.
You. Both
Come
of
on.
You.
Oh, my God.
I'm listening again. This is the third time I'm listening, and it's always the first take, which is good, because we didn't have to press stop
we
and play again.
We don't ever press stop, tape recorder.
Dude.
We actually are off the cuff. We start singing and dancing.
No.
Let's do a song by Twerk Wind.
Twerk and Wind and Fire?
Twerk Wind and Fire.
Do you remember?
Okay. Whoa.
Last night, I don't remember. Woo.
I like that one. That one was good.
Bro, have you heard that new one?
No.
By Bronny James Dio?
Bronny James Dio?
Bronny James Dio. It's called Holy Jiver.
Holy Jiver? Yeah. Holy Dunker?
Yeah, yeah. He's outscored he's outscored Kawhi Leonard so far this year. I think it's like 2-0.
Oh, my gosh.
A moment of silence for another hamstring that's gone out.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so...
that's enough. That's enough moment of silence.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna start a new football team. Actually, my fantasy football team, I'm gonna change the name. I'm gonna trade somebody for Dak Prescott.
All right.
And I'm gonna change my team name to the Honey Baked Hamstrings.
Wow, dude, you are on a roll with that honey bake.
Yeah, I'm kinda like a slider.
Nah.
No? Okay. Anyway, so while we're working out the kinks, and speaking of kinky, you said we are gonna be out at Tomatillo's today?
Yes, we're going to be out there at Tomatillo's this weekend.
Doing some stereo.
We're going to Plantersville. We're going to be in Mission Todd,
Texas. Oh, you know what's really cool about what you just said?
I'll be gone.
Right. You just said wheel. Remember when you used to say we and it meant me? I was part of that. Remember that one time?
We did it out of spite. No.
No.
We felt bad for you. Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay. So and now we're going to Plantersville. Listen up, tape recorder.
Okay.
I am going to be dressed up as a centaur.
Oh, I thought you said sensitive naked man.
With a chain mail necktie.
Oh, and a voner?
Yeah. And Goonie is going to stay here and watch the dogs.
I'm also going to be the sensitive naked man.
Again. Renee, DJ Renation, our DJ, my son, he's going to be dressed as, I believe,
Shrek?
Pikachu? Chikapoo? Whatever that...
Is he going to have chainmail codpiece?
No. No, but he's going to be there. Thank goodness it's going to be his first trip to... We're going to hear this kind of Celtic music. But I'm not going to like it. So head on to Plantersville or Mission Todd, Texas for the... I believe it's like the 11th millionth annual
Thomasville,
Texas Renaissance Festival. This weekend's theme is going to be Heroes... And villains, so...
Which one are you going to be?
Both.
I'm going to be a civilian.
I'm going to be a villain from the neck up, and... Well, anyway.
Wow, and a...
So...
Never mind.
Tape recorder. We're 11 minutes
never
into
had,
this
Never had one
podcast.
Lesson.
No, I know. So, can we hear... Can we lessen your microphone, then?
Dude, we can lessen it. You can grow it. You can make it more upper.
You know what I've noticed? Since we have... The new media and cameras on.
We are not meteor.
We're trying to look
I'm trying
pretty.
To bulk up for the war.
Yeah, we're trying to look pretty
right.
instead of funny.
Oh, God, it's pretty funny.
So what are we going
to
do?
I don't know. Let's go to commercial.
Okay. For 24-hour-a-day weather update, call your mother at 470-47. Brought to you.
Phlegm.
By your mother.
Wow.
Okay.
Speaking of your mother, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Now you
oh,
know.
Oh, shit.
Now you know.
Oh, God, no.
It's over.
No.
We'll be right
We can't
back.
Do this. Now we need to go to break.
The camera has just shown.
We'll start over. We'll
who?
Start over. Nobody will know. Nobody will know. Okay.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. You're running with this.
Hey, Super Granny.
Hello. Are you going to the Renaissance Festival, Hito?
No.
I told you I was going to go too, but I couldn't find my top, so I was going to go topless.
Wow.
Thank you.
So you think you're going to have to pixelate yourself?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can't tell me to do that, Hito. You go pixelate yourself.
No, I mean to cover yourself.
Okay, so. I like a picadillo too, but wow. You know, whatever you want, some frijoles refritos, and some cervecitas, margaritas, and that tomatillo, they're pretty good.
Yes, I understand that.
I can drink like one of them.
But we're going to... What we really need to do is talk about what's going to be coming up during the holidays.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yes, that man with the voner last night.
No,
there was
no,
something
no, no,
coming
no, no.
up. Ooh, he was a man.
Christmas fundraiser.
Oh, I like to do it during Christmas, too. I saw mommy poking Santa Claus.
What in the world are you going to do for the blue collar Christmas.
I'm gonna get drunk and borrachada de Bacardi. I'm gonna get all messed up. That's what we do. It's a thing.
Yeah, but think about that. We have to do this for the kids, too.
Oh, yes, yes. The kids can get drunk, too, as long as they don't drive, because that's not right. You can't drive like that. Unless you got the insurance from the Hickman Agency, and then you got to make sure that you designate a driver, Hito. Be safe, and then put a condom on before you drive.
Always, always a dull moment here.
Backseat driving, and your hand ain't on the wheel.
Appreciate it.
Holy driver.
You know, Annie is going to go, these guys are stupid, and I'm married to one of them.
Wait till she sees us on live video. She's going to be streaming.
Love you, babe. All right.
Well, I love you too, but I'm not really ready for a relationship. Yikes. You know, where this isn't Alabama. You know, we don't love our brother that way.
Okay,
just like tape Philadelphia, recorder. They have the brotherly shove.
We're gonna go. No, we're gonna go ahead and divulge what's going on in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, the next couple of weeks, there's gonna be a lot of stuff happening.
Goonie, what you got?
I don't know. I don't have a script. If I had a script, I'd know what the
hell
is going on.
We never had a script.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
so
right. This is our first time without a script.
What is going on?
Next week, we are going to be playing Main Street.
Yes, that's a new place that we're going to be playing at.
Nude place?
Yes.
Are we doing that pickleball, you said? Or
we're doing the first annual in San Antonio history, first wiffle ball tournament.
Wow.
And I believe Dusty Acklin from
I did it like this.
Fire Station 23.
I did it with the wiffle ball bat. So
wow. I think he's spearheading the whole operation.
Oh,
so
spearhead.
Thank you for inviting us, boss, where we are in.
Whoa.
And then after that, we have
a dollar,
a full video shoot.
Oh, yes. November 24th.
November 24th.
For those of you who will be in town on the 24th.
Okay.
Leave town and go to Lytle, because that's where we will be.
At a place called
Baby Huey's. That's right. That's right. It's on Main Street there in, anybody who's in Lytle knows about Baby Huey's. So
I think we had talked about this, but we want to make sure that people show up from about 1 to 4.
1 to 4 is going to be the video shoot for the music portion of it.
Yeah.
One thing is, we're going to be shooting 7 different videos. How are you going to do that, you may ask?
So Howie is going to do it?
Right. How we're going to do it, I have no idea. I just know that within those 3 hours, we're going to shoot 6-7 music videos and a bunch of interviews. And
at a cost of $27 a minute.
A minute.
So we need this budget, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're going to do it from, and we're changing that from 1 to 122.
Okay.
Okay, it's not 1 to 4 anymore.
So we got it.
That's right. So we got $4. But
guys,
yeah,
please be out there.
Momentum Media. If you need to shoot video, or if you need awesome drone work, video work, make sure you get with Jake Fest and his guys at Momentum Media.
Or if you just need a friend.
Oh, yeah, because he's a very good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, back to what we were saying about Parasense. We'll just cut that right there, and we'll make it look seamless.
Oh,
and then,
again.
So we'll just pretend like we're coming on right now. Yeah, so Jake, Momentum Media, great stuff, awesome. And then we're also... I'm going to play this Michael. I'm going to play my Michael again. We have to cut out that too as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Are we?
Goonie now realizes that now that he's on camera, that he gets a chance to be, look, and sound stupid. So,
as opposed to just sounding stupid all the time. Now I can look and sound stupid and act stupid.
Guys,
you know what? This freaking whole freaking podcast is stupid.
Well, don't worry about it. Put that thing down and let's try this.
Okay, so let's start over.
Tape recorder, what's going to happen after? Oh, what's going to happen after this video shoot? We're going to send it out to different media agencies to include only on Hulu.
Wow.
And then only.
Can we send it to Stars too? I always wanted to come out on Stars.
Okay. Are we going to rate it then?
Yeah, it's going to be rated like only
twice.
G rated.
So it's going to be good?
No, it's going to be graded.
Okay. So the monies that is raised by this...
We haven't raised any money.
This
guy?
This new endeavor is going to push us to get the second album out.
That is true.
We've got about 16 freaking songs.
Yeah. No, they're not freaking songs. They're country songs.
We threw one out just the other day.
Because, just on principle alone.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
I just picked up the guitar, played a couple of chords, all seventh major seventh chords.
And that's why. And that's why we threw it out.
Out of nowhere, came out and started talking about how the economy and how life is tough and how, you know, you got to go through life. But we ended up ultimately calling this song Gently Used Blues.
I'm lightly worn, but I'm gently used. It's going to be a great song.
So was your girlfriend. So was the car you bought. Hey, everything, man. Gently God. Used.
Why you gotta call me out like
I'm
that?
I'm sorry,
bro.
But if we are not... this turns out to be an excellent song, I'm selling it to Kevin Fowler.
Wow.
He would love to sing this song.
He better.
Okay.
I guess I better write it then.
We'll get on it.
We are
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we don't have time to be on a podcast and be on camera. We got things to do. We are busy.
Yeah, we got to get
this
on my
phone. As a matter of fact, my phone is ringing, and it's Renee Menchaca.
Wow.
Please hold.
Why do we have to hold?
Keep talking.
Yeah, so there I was naked, bare-assed in Brooklyn, and Tim was on the phone, and he was talking and trying to pretend that he was on a video.
We're doing a podcast.
It was
right
great.
Now, so what's going on, son?
Yeah. Is clothing optional? Oh, you have your ears on. Oh, my God. What a chump. He's not even going to share it with us.
And that is
so I think what we're going to say is he's not well. He's not well. I think what Renee is saying right now is
you want me to be there?
He doesn't like him. He doesn't want him to be there. He wants him to stop touching himself. So stop touching yourself. It's not good. Get off of me. Get off of me. How's your plutonium? Okay. Good,
that,
thank
we'll
you.
We'll make that happen.
You're breaking the beakers.
Come on home when you can.
Whoa.
And I'll see you in a bit.
Come on home when you can.
Okay, love you.
Oh, that's a good song, too. Bye. Come on home if you love me. And then
hey,
come
tape
on
recorder, guess
if
who that
you
was?
Don't love me. Rust-Oleum?
Yeah, Rust-Oleum.
Wow. It was Mr. Dodger. You know, a lot of times.
No, I'm going to keep this going.
I was going to say,
I was talking,
a lot of people will.
I have no idea what you said, Goon.
You know what's funny? Neither do I. why should it be any different than any other freaking podcast? It's a good thing we're unscripted.
That was Goonie. That was Renee.
No, I was
Goonie. We have a gig, so we have to go pack up and get out of here.
What? We got a
we're
gig?
We're doing a Veterans Day thing at the school.
Wow.
So it's cool. Time to go.
We never go anywhere.
Let's go.
Why? You can't tell me what to do.
Oh, that's right. You're not in the band.
We haven't even done the Super Granny episode. What are you talking about?
Okay, we'll get on it.
God bless
America. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, we got to head on down the road.
I'll tell you what. That's the other thing.
Yes.
If we do have one last spot open for sponsorship for the episode since we added that seventh episode.
Yeah.
If any of you have companies who want to jump in and become a sponsor, find us on Virtual Country Facebook page. Send us an email. Or send us a message. Tell us your company name. We will explain to you what we're doing. And you can tell us if you want to give us money or if you don't want to give us money. If you just want to
give us a hard time.
You can give us a hard time or you can give us a voner. And, you know, so it's time to make America heal again. I don't know. Are we healing now? Are we better? Are we better? Are we now? Are we okay now? Is everybody?
Oh, yeah. All I have right is Mr. President.
Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
Fix it.
No?
Okay. Fix it.
He better fix it, because if he doesn't, oh, Lord, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah,
so,
we're counting on you.
Yeah. So, I mean, the gas prices kind of went down again, or the, I don't know.
We'll see.
When I used to have a 401k, it's like a 2.5K. It's like a 3K. It's another thing I don't run.
So you have a 2-meter account.
Well, I got a 2.5. Okay. Never mind. So anyway, so good there night, I was.
Guys.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's going to do it.
Yeah.
That was our episode. We talked about almost football. Are we at 7 minutes yet?
Nope, you're good.
Okay.
We're done.
My goodness. Okay.
Say goodbye.
Okay, well, until next time, you've been listening to the True Bull podcast episode, what was it, 333, sponsored by everybody in here that I didn't write down.
Love you.
You know, find us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook. Until next time, we'll see you and catch you on down the dang road.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
And another thing, I'm not even going to talk to you like now, so you don't better not shut that damn
door.
Oh, yes.